That'd move things.
And say if your door was squeaky, you could put a few drops of...
Oh, huh.
And what do people used to burn in lamps?
Coal oil.
Any other name for that?
Kerosene.
And did you ever see anyone make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
Mm-hmm. You use any kind of bottle and put your rag down in.
Uh-huh.
And that coal oil would, you know, coal oil penetrate. And it'll keep on up to wet that rag to the top, and you scratch a mat and you have your light.
What would you call that?
What would we call that? Torch.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of a flambeau?
No, flambeau. Indeed.
And say if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother brings him the clothes and tells him, now here's...
Here your clothes.
And if you were taking a child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, well, you don't need to be scared. I
won't hurt you.
Did you ever say, I ain't going to hurt you?
Yeah.
How do you use that word?
I ain't going to hurt you. He said he wouldn't hurt you. Oh, yeah, okay. He ain't going to hurt you. He wouldn't hurt you.
And
not going to hurt you. I ain't going to hurt you.
And say if you were having an argument with someone and you wanted to ask him if he didn't think you were right, you know, you might say, well, I'm right about this.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Would you say I'm right, aren't I, or ain't I, or how would you say that?
Mm-hmm. I just tell him I'm right about this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday, you might say, no, it
wasn't I.
And if a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
That's a little sample.
And if she sees a dress she likes a lot, she'd say the dress is very...
Yeah, pretty.
And a little girl might say, well, her dress is pretty, but mine is even...
Mm-hmm. Prettier.
Okay. And what would you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
Pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper.
You use safety pin.
And a dime is worth...
10 cents.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
Well... Suit, shirt, suit.
Okay.
Nice suit. A hat.
If he just bought it, it'd be a brand...
Brand new. Mm-hmm. Brand new suit.
What were the parts of a three-piece suit that people used to wear?
Well, that'd be the vest.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You don't wear them anymore, don't
The vest and what else?
Vest and coat and trousers.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. What would men wear if they were working out around the barn?
Overall.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and you wanted it, you'd ask someone, would you run inside and...
Get my coat.
And sweat it out to me.
And bring it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you say, so he went inside and he got my coat and he...
Mm-hmm. He brought it to me.
And say, here, I have what you your coat. I have...
Brought your coat.
And you say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
It did fit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you say, I tried on the coat to see how well it...
It fit.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...
Huge.
Okay. And you say, that shirt used to fit me, but then I washed it and it...
Yeah.
Or another way of saying that.
It shrank.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Every shirt I've washed recently has...
It's shrunken.
Okay. And I hope this shirt doesn't...